Ke Aloha, Hawaii's Poet Laureate, is committed to the idea of the poet as messenger, and that means taking on ever more challenging subject matter. And it doesn't get much more challenging than setting out to tell the story of everything. He's drawing on every resource at his command to get it done. The premiere is coming up this weekend, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, Ke Aloha.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Sure. Set lofty goals for yourself, huh?
Well, you know, I mean, it wasn't really a goal. It was just this thing that I had to do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the art called to me, and I wanted to do science justice. I wanted to do indigenous cultures justice. I wanted to do storytelling justice. So I just got thrown into it.
Yeah, I was sort of curious if it started as a small idea and grew, or if it was always an all-encompassing kind of an idea.
Well, you know, ever since I branched off and got into poetry and storytelling, mm-hmm. I'd always wondered, I've always tried every so often to write scientifically, but it always came out poorly. Mm-hmm. And then about 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, I found out that I was going to have a baby. And then all kinds of ideas came flooding into my brain as I started to ponder what it would be like to raise a child. And one of the questions that kept coming up is, one day this kid's going to ask me where we come from. Mm-hmm. And me, I don't have a religion that I subscribe to. I subscribe to science as sort of the backbone for
what we know.
Yeah, for what we know and how I could communicate. So I started to think about, well, how could I communicate everything that we know about where we come from? Mm-hmm. And that's when it finally hit me that, oh, what if I turned that knowledge base into a story, into something that had love and hate and conflict and resolution and climax and all those things, those narrative things that, mm-hmm. that make something interesting.
The strategies of art applied to science.
Exactly. And so that's when I started to realize, oh, that's the golden ticket. That's the thing. That's the angle that mm-hmm. I can take where I can kind of wrap everything that I've learned in my life and present it in a way that could be digestible.
Well, as somebody who understands science, you understand the poetry of science, right? The wonderful way that when you really understand the science of something, there's a beauty to the way things come together.
Yeah.
That's miraculous, right?
Absolutely. It's so beautiful. And it's taken me this long to finally realize sort of all those intricate ways of being able to communicate that as well.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just the story of science in itself, what science has told us, is really interesting. But now I'm trying to amplify that and take it to the next level and make it into something that the general public can get down with.
I'm seeing a lack of trust in science in society lately, a lack of reverence for it that, mm-hmm. that seems to have gone away. Is that an accurate perception, do you think?
Yeah, it could either be that, and maybe we can start to analyze like where that comes from. You know, does it come from a non-understanding of science? Does it come from a fear of science? What does it come from?
Yeah,
and that's kind of what I'm trying to address here is by making science more accessible. I'm hoping to bring people in, so that they're not so distrusting or fearful of what science is telling us.
Because when you reveal it, when you reveal the truth of science, it's inevitably beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
there's no revelation you can make about the universe that is not beautiful, right?
Yeah. And well, the interesting thing, though, to now that I'm thinking about, like, you know, this distrust, whatever, lack of science love, science can also tell us some things that are very difficult to accept. You know, it challenges us at the very core, whether it comes to our sense of morality, whether it comes to our sense of economics. You know, I mean, depending on where you come from or what you're into, I mean, science does tell us some uncomfortable things, such as global climate change and, you know, those other.
Well, how about man's inhumanity to man? You know, can can science explain that? You know, what is wrong with this organism that we just keep messing everything up?
I don't know. I don't have the answers for that.
Well, that's too bad. I was kind of hoping you would. It would solve a lot of problems if
yeah,
you
well,
did.
At least not at 8:15 in the morning, Monday morning.
Understandable. But at the same time, you know, this has to be a quest, right? This cannot be a completed You can't say I found it at the end of the show, right?
Well, yeah, no. I mean, like the whole thing is a process, and you know, I've got six scenes in this production, mm-hmm. and each scene, you know, has its own lessons that I draw from it. So we go from the Big Bang to and everything that happened with that, and then we go into the stars and everything that had to happen in the stars, mm-hmm. and then we go into our solar system, so sort of a planetary guide and you know what was going on with our planets and the moon and the sun, and then we get into the evolution of life from single-celled organism mm-hmm. all the way up into human, and then once we become human, we analyze the migration from humans from Africa throughout the rest of the world, and then we go into the future after that and talk about us today and what we need to do in order to move forward. So we're really just, I'm really summarizing 13.7 billion years worth of time in an hour and a half stage show.
It sounds as if the structure is kind of a long zoom in, you know, like a Google Earth search. You get closer and closer and closer, right?
Yeah, totally, exactly. And, you know, I mean, the first scene takes place within the course of basically 200 seconds.
Uh-huh.
You know? And then, so you, that's a really zoomed in perspective. And then the second scene takes the course of like maybe a few billion years. And the third scene is a few billion years. And then, you know, I mean, it's like, but then by the time we get to the, you know, when humans are created, that's only a narrative of about 200,000 years.
A blink of the eye.
So we're like, we're zooming in, we're zooming out, we're we're doing all this, you know, zoom action. Yeah. And hopefully we can learn some lessons by sort of, you know, having that focus.
Well, you there've got to be some lessons to emerge from this. Just even the act of exploring it is going to yield forth some lessons, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Has it for you?
Oh yeah, this has been quite the journey, quite the marathon. I have, you know, been just dedicating so much of my thought process and my life, and you know, just being full time on this particular artwork and this particular production. That it has definitely had, you know, caused me to investigate how I approach my life.
So after this, would it be reassuring to just sort of paint miniatures for a while? And you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows what happens after this, right? You
know, like really a small canvas, greeting cards. You
know? I'll write some haiku. I don't know.
That's perfect, yeah. Something that puts a very tight restriction on it. It'd be liberating in a sense, almost.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Ke Aloha, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for coming in.
Great, thanks for having me.
Ke Aloha, Hawaii's first poet laureate, will present the world premiere of his epic poem, The Story of Everything, at Honolulu's Mamiya Theater, 7 p.m. this Saturday, and you can learn more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.